Working? Yeah, sounds like it's working. Good morning. Welcome to church and for also for those who are joining us on the internet. It's a great day, what a beautiful day. So I'm looking forward to a little hike this afternoon in Red Rock Canyon.
So今天下午我打算去红石公园去爬山。
I already paid for the fee, so if anybody want to join me.
我已经付了门票钱,如果你们想跟我去,欢迎。
So we're going to start on a new sermon series.
今天我们要开始一个新的系列。
And we're going to continue with the Old Testament.
我们会继续我们的旧约。
I want to take a look at the writings of the minor prophets.
我想跟大家一起来看一些小先知书。
Those are the books that we usually skip.
这些是我们常常跳过去的。
I heard a pastor wanted to get a job.
我听过一个故事，说一个牧师在找工作。
And his test was to preach from the minor prophets and preach the gospel from the minor prophets.
他们给他的试验是要让他从小先知书来讲这个福音。
Of course, it's very possible.
当然这是可以的。
All of the Testament, old or new, points to the gospel.
无论是旧约、新约，我们都知道是指向福音的。
So there are 12 minor prophets.
有十二本小先知书。
So I will come up at least 12 times.
我至少会上来12次。
Because I don't come up very often, so when I'm finished, the COVID pandemic will be over.
因为我不是常常讲到，所以希望等我结束的时候，我们这个新冠的流行也结束了。
So you know the Old Testament is broken into different categories of writing.
你知道这个旧约它分成好几类。
When Jesus talks about the scripture, he refers to them as the law, the prophets, and the songs.
当耶稣来讲这个旧约指旧约的时候，他常常说这是律法，这是这个先知书和这个智慧书。So
of course he doesn't call them the Old Testament. There was no old or new.
因为当时并没有什么正规的旧约。So
the laws are the five books of Moses.
我们知道律法书是摩西五经。The
prophets are the writings of the prophets.
这个先知书就是所有先知们写的书。
And the Psalms are not just the Psalms, they're also the wisdom literature.
诗篇也是属于智慧书里的。
I'm sure we're all familiar with the four major prophets.
我想我们大家都知道四位大先知。
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel.
以赛亚、耶利米、以西结和但以理。
The 12 minor prophets, they're called minor by Augustine.
这十二位小先知是因为奥古斯丁称他们为小先知。They're
minor not because they're unimportant.
他们称为小先知并不是说他们不重要。They're
very important.
他们非常重要。They're
minor not because they're not adults, they're kids.
说他们小先知不是说他们年龄很小。But
in fact, they're just shorter books.
只是说他们写的这本书比较短。In
fact, in the ancient scrolls, all 12 books can be copied on one scroll.
在古代的时候，十二本小先知书可以在一卷羊皮卷上写完。
These books are very important for us to understand God's relationship with His people.
这些书其实对我们认识神和他的子民的关系是非常重要的。
God's plan for salvation.
神对这个救赎的计划。
Many messianic prophecies come from the minor prophets.
很多关于这个救恩的信息是从这个小先知书中得到的。So
in this series, we'll do the opposite of what I did with Psalm 23.
这个系列中我会跟我上次讲的诗篇23篇的系列正好相反。With
Psalm 23, each sermon covered one verse.
上一次每一讲是只讲一节经文。With
the minor prophets, we're going to cover one book at a time.
这一次我们每一讲会讲一整本书。We're
going to try to cover the highlights and to learn the major lessons.
我们会讲这本书里面的重点。So
today we're going to begin with the book of Hosea.
今天我会讲这个何西阿书。
It's the first book in the order.
这是小先知书里面的第一本。
Some of you are familiar with Hosea.
很多人可能对何西亚书有点熟悉。
It's a story about the prophet who married a prostitute.
这个故事是讲到这位先知他是和一位妓女结婚。
Or you may be familiar with the messianic verse in chapter 11. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son.
可能你会知道他的一个非常熟悉的经节，在十一章说，以色列年幼的时候，我爱他，就从埃及招出我的儿子来。
The Matthew quoted this verse.
马太福音里面他有讲到这一个经节。
And perhaps the major verse in the book is in chapter 6, verse 6. For I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and acknowledgement of God rather than burnt offerings.
可能更熟悉的经节是在第六章第六节，我喜爱良善，不喜爱祭事，喜爱认识神，胜于燔祭。
I'm sure you heard that one before.
我想你们一定听过这一卷经文。
It's actually a major theme of all the minor prophets.
这是所有这个小先知书里面的一个主题。
Hosea is a 14 chapter love poem where God opens up his heart.
在何西阿书，它是十四章从神那里来的爱的诗篇。
He reveals his purposes.
他告诉人神的这个心意。
All of the prophetic books contain God's anger.
所有的先知书里面都讲到了神的愤怒。
God's accusations.
神的责备。
God's judgment.
神的审判。
But in Hosea, there's emphasis on God's mercy.
但是在何西阿书里面，它的重点是讲神的怜悯。
God's redemption.
神的救赎。
God's unfailing love.
神他永不窒息的爱。
Let's take a look at a verse in Hosea chapter 13.
我们来看一下何西阿书第十三章十四节。
Hosea says, speaking for God,I will deliver this people from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. Where, O death, are your plagues? Where, O grave, is your destruction?
神说，我必救赎他们脱离阴间，救赎他们脱离死亡。死亡啊，你的灾害在哪里呢？阴间啊，你的毁灭在哪里呢？
You see, this is about the gospel.
看到，这就是一个福音。
In the New Testament, Jesus fulfilled this prophecy when he rose from the grave.
在新约里面，当耶稣从死里复活的时候，他已经实现了这个预言。
In fact, that's what Paul quotes.
这是保罗所讲到的。
So we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?
哥林多前书保罗说，那十经上所记死被得胜所吞灭的话就应验了，死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
So if Paul read Hosea, we should too.
如果保罗都读过何西亚书，我们也应该读。
So we start from the beginning in chapter 1.
我们从第一章开始。
In chapter 1 verse 1, if you turn to the book of Hosea,
如果你翻到何西亚书第一章第一节，
It says, The word of the Lord came to Hosea, son of Beeri, during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah.
当乌西亚、约坦、亚哈斯、西西家做犹大王，约阿斯的儿子耶罗波安做以色列王的时候，
And during the reign of Jeroboam, son of Jehoash, king of Israel. So we need a little bit of history here.
我们可以看一点点这里的历史。
So recall in around 1000 BC, David united the 12 tribes into one kingdom.
我们知道在主前一千年的时候，大卫王他把以色列统一了。
When he died, his son Solomon became the king.
当大卫过世过后，他的儿子所罗门接续他做王。
When Solomon died, the kingdom broke into the southern kingdom of Judah and the northern kingdom of Israel.
当所罗门过世过后，以色列分为北国以色列和南国犹大。
So as you read Hosea, we're about a couple hundred years into the history of this kingdom.
当我们读何西亚书的时候，这个分裂已经过了几百年了。
when we read this, sometimes Hosea is talking to the northern kingdom.
何西亚书里面有一些是朝着北国讲的话。
So some commentator says Hosea is a prophet for the northern kingdom.
所以有的解经家认为说何西亚书是属于北国的这个先知书。
And in the verses you just read, sometimes he calls the northern kingdom Israel.
刚刚我们读到的经节他讲他叫这个北国叫以色列。
Sometimes he calls the northern kingdom Ephraim.
他有时候叫北国叫做以法莲。
So don't get confused, he's talking about the same place.
这两个词都是指的北国。
Because Ephraim is the largest tribe in the northern kingdom.
以法莲是北国最大的一个支派。
But sometimes Hosea is also talking to the southern kingdom.
有些时候的何西亚也是向南国说话的。
So you see in this timeline, that several things happened during Hosea's 50 years of ministry.
我们看这个时间表就能知道在何西亚书里面的时间里面有一些重大的事情发生了。
There were several attacks from the Assyrians.
有很多从亚述来的侵略。
And eventually, this king called Shalmaneser attacked the capital of the northern kingdom.
后来这个亚述王撒曼他把这个北国灭了。
And destroyed the northern kingdom.
把北国完全毁灭。
And that was it in year 722 BC.
那是在主前722年。
The northern kingdom was no more.
北国就已经不存在了。
It was gone.
不见了。
But the Assyrians did not spare the southern kingdom.
但是亚述并没有让南国一直存留。
And the story we read in 2 Kings.
我们在列王记下读到的故事。
The Assyrian king Sennacherib attacked Jerusalem.
亚述王希拿基利他去打攻打这个耶路撒冷。
And it was during the reign of Hezekiah.
是在这个西西家做南国王的时候。
Hezekiah was not a perfect king.
西西家并不是一个完美的王。
But he was smart enough, at least on this one instance, to ask God for help.
但这一次他非常聪明地转向神。
The Bible tells us that overnight, 185,000 Assyrian soldiers died in the camp.
圣经记载，就在一夜之间，神派天使杀了185,000这个亚述的士兵。
Linda and I argue about how that happened.
我们有时候在讨论说这怎么杀的。
She thinks it's a virus. I thought it was food poisoning.
我觉得是神放了一个病毒，他觉得是神把这个毒投在他们的食物里。
So because of this miracle, the Assyrians withdrew and Jerusalem was saved.
因为这个神迹，这个耶路撒冷和犹大就被救了。
So Hosea lived through this whole time.
何西亚他是在这个时间。
He warned the southern kingdom and the northern kingdom.
他警告了北国和南国。
If they did not change their ways, if they did not turn back to God.
如果他们不改正他们的路，他们不转向神。
If they did not follow God who delivered them out of Egypt, who delivered them into the promised land,
如果他们不跟随那一个带他们出埃及、带他们进入应许之地的神，
there will be consequences.
就会有很可怕的结果。
The northern kingdom was destroyed.
北国就是被毁灭。
But over 100 years later, the Babylonians took over the southern kingdom.
100多年以后，巴比伦也把南国毁灭了。
The southern kingdom suffered the same fate as the northern kingdom.
南国和北国的命运是一样的。
Sorry, I did not advance these important dates. But why was God so angry?
为什么神如此的愤怒？
What is Hosea preaching against?
到底何西亚他在说什么？
What was on his PowerPoint slides?
他的这个他的投影上面会讲什么？
What crimes were they judged and ultimately destroyed for?
这些他们是被什么罪所审判，以至于他们毁灭？
Hosea appealed to them for the one last time.
何西亚向他们说最后一次。
If they did not heed his warning, they will be destroyed.
他们如果不按照他所说的去改变，他们就会被毁灭。
In the northern kingdom with King Jeroboam.
在北国他的这个王耶罗波安。
Remember this is Jeroboam II.
这是第二个耶罗波安。
The economy at the time was very prosperous.
那个时候他们的经济是很好的。
kind of like what we have today.
就像我们今天一样。
When times are good, people began to build big houses, big palaces.
当这个经济好的时候，人们就会去修大房子、大宫殿。
And there was a gap between the rich and the poor.
在贫富之间就产生了一个鸿沟。
A large disparity.
非常大的这个区别。
The rich, if you will call them the top one percenter.
这个富人，你可以说是最上面的百分之一。
Oppress the rest.
他们欺压底下的人。
Equally important, the Israelites began to follow the practice of the cultures around them.
而且以色列人开始跟随他们周围的人的文化。
During prosperous times, they forgot what God has done for them.
当他们很这个经济发达的时候，他们忘记了神为他们做了什么。
No, they did not stop sacrificing at the temple.
他们并没有停止在圣殿献祭。
They did not stop worshiping Yahweh.
他们没有停止这个来敬拜耶和华。
But they say to themselves, maybe there's something else out there.
但是他们心里想说，可能还有一些其他更好的。
God is not enough.
神还是不够的。
We need more.
我们还需要更多的。
We're going to try to find other faiths, other gods, and other ways to live our lives.
我们想找另外一些神，另外一些方法来过我们的生活。
In Hosea chapter 1-3 is his marriage to Gomer.
在这个何西阿书的第一到三节，他是讲这个先知和他的这个妻子歌蔑结婚。
We will come back to that.
我们等一下会转过来讲。
But if you don't mind, we'll fast forward to chapter 4.
如果你们不介意，我们先从第四章开始。
And we'll go to the end.
我们从四章到结束。
And these chapters are a compilation of sermons.
这些章节其实是何西阿的这个讲道。
If you read them, you might get a little confused.
你来读的时候，可能你会有些混乱。
As I said, sometimes he's addressing the southern kingdom, sometimes he's addressing the northern kingdom.
因为他有时候向南国讲话，有时候向北国讲话。
But remember the theme.
但是只要记住这个主题。
The theme is the contrast between divine faithfulness and human unfaithfulness.
它的主题就是在讲神的信实和人的不忠实。
It's a contrast between God's love.
在讲神的爱。
And the opposite of that from his people.
和人与神的爱完全相反的那种感觉。
God's love is unfailing.
神的爱是永不窒息。
God has been faithful to his people.
神对他的子民是非常的信实。
God keeps his promise to Abraham.
神对这个亚伯拉罕守约。
Through Abraham, he will raise a great nation.
他对亚伯拉罕说，从他身上要出来一大国。
God kept his promise to Moses.
神向摩西守约。
He gave Moses the law.
他给摩西他的律法。
He said, the people must obey the law.
他说人一定要遵守他的律法。
Because God is holy.
因为神是圣洁的。
He kept his promise to David.
他向大卫守约。
He would raise an everlasting throne in David's line.
他要在大卫家有一个永不停止的这个宝座。
God has been faithful, but the people have not been faithful.
神是信实的，但人并不信实。
And through the prophet Hosea, God brings his accusations.
所以从这个何西阿先知里面，神讲了他的责备。
It's as if he's appearing in the court of law, and he's accusing his people.
好像在法庭上，他责备他的这个被告人。
The first thing God accuses them of is infidelity.
神的第一个责备是这些人不忠诚。
They have become unfaithful in their covenant relationship.
他对他们所立的约并不忠实。
They began to worship other gods.
他们开始敬拜其他的神。
You may have heard of the Canaanite god Baal.
你可能听过迦南的神巴利。
I've heard some people pronounce it Baal. It's the same one.
可能有不同的发音，但是同一位。
The Baal god is responsible for a couple of things.
这个巴利神 他有一些传说中的魔力。
One is that he's responsible for good crops.
他可以给人有好的收成。
If you worship Baal, your crops will grow, you have a great harvest.
如果你敬拜巴利，你的麦子就会长得很好，你就会有很大的丰收。
And second, if you worship Baal, you have plenty of children.
如果你敬拜巴利，你可以有很多的孩子。
So it's about agriculture and fertility.
这个是有关于这个农业和这个生殖的。
Again, people did not abandon Yahweh.
当然，人并没有说不敬拜神。
But they also worship Baal.
但是他们也敬拜这个真神之外的这个巴利。
They're worshiping both and guilty of adultery.
因为他们拜两个神，所以他们犯了奸淫。
Not only did they worship other gods, they built idols, images of God.
他们不仅敬拜其他的神，而且他们塑造其他神的这个偶像和他们的这个祭坛。
They began to worship the golden calf.
他们敬拜这个金牛犊。
They built a nice big one in Samaria, the northern kingdom's capital.
他们在这个北国的首都撒玛利亚造了一个很大的金牛犊。
In other words, they broke the first three commandments.
我们看见他们已经破坏了律法十诫的前三例。
There's only one God, and you cannot worship idols.
只有一位真神，你不能去敬拜其他的偶像。
The second thing that they're guilty of is independence.
他们第二件被神责备的事是他们的独立。
God's chosen government was in Jerusalem, in the line of David, the line of Judah.
神所设立的政府是从大卫的这个家族来传承的。
But the northern kingdom created their own royal line.
但是北国他们自己有了自己的一个皇室。
They were independent.
他们是独立的。
To be sure, the southern kings were not all good.
我们知道，虽然南国的王也并不是全是好的。
We read about them in the Bible. Most of them were awful.
我们在圣经中读到很多的南国的王也是很差劲的。
But that's God's chosen line.
但是他们是神拣选的那一族。
They were appointed by God.
他们是神设立的。
So God accused the northern kingdom of this sin.
所以神责备北国他们所犯的罪。
They say, I will not have you rule over us, we'll choose our own king.
北国人说，我不要神来给我们决定，我们自己来选我们自己的王。
The third thing is betrayal and intrigue.
第三件事情是他们的背叛和阴谋。
They were making treaties.
他们和其他族签约。
They were making treaties with other countries outside the people of God.
他们和神子民之外的国家来签一个合约。
They were talking behind each other's back, stabbing behind each other.
他们在背后说坏话，在背后陷害人。
Making secret arrangements.
在背后做一些秘密的这个协作。
It's a primary sin that God accuses them of.
这是神责备他们主要的问题。
Look what it says in chapter 7.
在第七章
Hosea says, Ephraim is like a dove, easily deceived and senseless, now calling to Egypt, now turning to Assyria.
何西阿书说，以法莲好像鸽子，愚蠢无知，他们求告埃及，投奔亚述。
See, in time of trouble, when they're afraid,
当有困难的时候，当他们害怕的时候，
rather than turning to God, they turn to other people.
他们并没有转向神，反而转向其他的人。
They turn to Egypt and Assyria, and they say, "Help us, help us."
他们找埃及，找亚述，说来帮助我们。
Well, that may not sound too bad. What's wrong with getting help?
我们觉得说找一些帮助并不是什么坏事。
But God is angry.
但是神非常愤怒。
Because something else had replaced God.
因为他们用其他的人来代替神。
They didn't trust God would take care of them.
他们并不相信神会来会保护他们。
The next one is ignorance.
下一个罪行是他们的无知。
They should have known about God.
他们应该认识神。
But they didn't.
但是他们并不。
They didn't read their scriptures.
他们并没有去学习神的话。
They didn't want to know about God.
他们并不想知道神。
The other one is immorality.
下一个罪行是他们的不道德。
The land was rife with promiscuities, violence, drunkenness.
他们的地充满了这个滥交、暴力和醉酒。
It was less safe, less and less safe for people to walk the streets at night.
对，人越来越不安全。
People had turned to something else for comfort besides the promises of God.
人并不转向神的应许，去转向其他的事情来寻找安慰。
They've turned to immoral behaviors to satisfy their temporary needs.
他们去寻找那些不道德的刺激来满足他们的欲望。
And finally, above all, ingratitude.
最后，他们的不感恩。
God says, I redeem you, but you are ungrateful.
神说，我救赎了你们，你们却不感恩。
People were making sacrifices, but their hearts were not in it.
他们向神献祭，但是他们的心却不在那里。
Part of this ingratitude is that they take God for granted.
一个不感恩就是他们认为神给他们的都是应该的。
Look at the key verses we read this morning.
看看我们今天早上读的这段经文。
This is the attitude of the people.
这就是人的态度。
When you read it, you might think, oh, that's great.
当你读的时候，你说这不错嘛。
But that's not their attitude.
这不是他们的态度。
Hosea is accusing them of chapter 6, verse 1 through 3.
这是何西亚责备他们的话。
The people have the attitude, they say, come, let us return to the Lord. He has turned us to pieces, but he will heal us. He has injured us, but he will bind up our wounds.
他讲说，来吧，我们归向耶和华，他撕裂我们也必医治，他打伤我们也必缠裹。
After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will restore us, that we may live in his presence.
过两天他必使我们苏醒，第三天他必使我们兴起，我们就在他面前得以存活。
Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge him. As surely as the sun rises, he will appear. He will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains that water the earth.
然后继续他们在讲说，神一定会保护我们，一定保守我们，无论我们做什么，神都会救助我们。
See, this is their attitude.
这就是他们的态度。
They took God for granted.
他们把神给他们的作为这个应该得到的。
They believe they can do whatever they want.
他们觉得说他们做什么都可以。
God will always come back to save them.
神一定会转回来救他们的。
They could continue doing the things that they were doing.
他们可以继续做他们自己想做的事。
So these are the things that Hosea accuses them of.
这是何西亚责备他们的。
Before we point our fingers at the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom.
在我们指责这个北国和南国之前。
Think about this. If God was looking at our society today.
如果今天神来看我们今天的社会。
If God was looking at America today.
神今天如果来看美国。
Are we faithful to God?
我们对神是信实的吗?
Would God accuse us of the same crime?
神会责备我们同样的话吗?
Unless you think Hosea's sermons were boring.
如果你觉得何西亚书是非常枯燥的。
Actually, it's a lot of fun.
其实还是蛮有趣的。
In Hosea's sermons, he uses a lot of imageries.
在何西亚书里面，他用很多的图像。
Colorful metaphors.
他用很多有趣的一些比喻。
The one I like particularly is the image of the unturned cake.
我最喜欢的一个比喻是没有翻过的饼。
You see, Hosea accused the northern kingdom to be like an unturned cake.
何西亚说北国像一个没有翻过的饼。
During COVID time, we cannot go out to eat.
在因为新冠，我们不能常出去吃饭。
So I became a cook.
所以我就变成一个厨师。
See, Linda doesn't like it when I cook.
我并不是很喜欢她烧饭。
Because I make a big mess.
因为把厨房搞得非常乱。
I also take a lot of time because I'm inefficient.
而且非常的慢，因为动作太慢。
It's because Linda hides most of the spices.
因为我把很多的调味料藏起来。
See, but even I know,
但是我都知道,
if I'm making green onion pancakes or buttermilk pancakes,
如果我在做葱油饼或者做奶油松饼,
I cook one side and I have to turn it over.
一边烧好了要翻一面。
You see, God's people were unturned cake.
但是他说神的子民是没有翻过的饼。
They look good on the one side and the other side is not edible.
一边看上去很不错，另外那一边却还不能吃。
They pretend to follow God, but they're unfaithful.
他们假装来跟随神，但是他们却并不忠实。
In fact, Jesus made the same accusation in Luke 6. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?
耶稣在路加福音里面讲了同样的指责，他说：“你们为什么称呼我主啊，主啊，却不遵行我的话行呢？”
In essence, they were hypocrites. They say one thing, they do another.
就是说，他们都是一些假冒为善的人，他们说一样做一样。
Hosea had very specific accusations.
何西亚有很多具体的指责。
And he was also very specific about the people who were responsible.
他也非常具体地指出谁是犯罪的人。
He says the priests were responsible.
他说那些祭司要负起责任来。
They should know God, but they didn't.
他们应该知道神，他们却不认识。
And then he called on the prophets.
然后他说那些先知们。
Prophets are religious leaders.
先知是当时的这个宗教的领袖。
They should speak for God.
他们应该传说神的话。
There were plenty of prophets.
那个时候有很多的先知。
But they were all false prophets.
但是他们都是假先知。
They told people not to worry.
他们告诉人说不要担心。
Do whatever you want to do, God will not bring you dreadful things.
只要随便做什么都可以，神不会让灾难降临到你们。
False prophets always say peace, peace when there is no peace.
假先知总是说平安平安，其实真的没有平安。
False prophet says, "Don't worry."
假先知说不要担忧。
Bad things will never happen.
坏的事情不会发生。
In other words, they were telling people what they want to hear.
他们告诉人人想听到的话。
It's like preachers today.
像今天的有些传道人。
They like to tell people what they want to hear.
他们就只要告诉人人想听到的事。
Pat them on the back, make them feel good.
拍拍他们的背，让他们觉得很高兴。
Just say nice things.
只要说好话。
God needs preachers who will tell people the truth.
神需要传讲他的真理的传道人。
Tell people things that they don't want to hear.
告诉人他们不想听到的话。
Preachers should make the congregation uncomfortable.
这个传道人应该让会众感到不舒服。
When they're uncomfortable, they may change.
当他们不舒服的时候，他们会改变。
The third group of people Hosea accuses of are the princes.
然后何西亚也指责那些王子们。
The royal line that they set up for themselves.
他们是他们自己所建立的一个皇室。
They're in a position of power, but they abuse their power.
他们是有权力的，但是他们却滥用他们的权力。
Another group that Hosea accuses of are the rich people.
何西亚也指责那些有钱的人。
See, it's nothing wrong being rich.
有钱人并不是一个罪。
But Hosea says, if you're rich, you have a responsibility to society.
但是何西亚说，如果你有钱，你就对这个社会有责任。
You have to help the poor.
你要去帮助那些穷人。
It was a time the rich was getting richer.
那个时候有钱人变得更有钱。
And it's the poor who lose out at every turn.
那些穷人他们失去了所有的东西。
The rich got richer, the poor got nothing in return.
那些有钱人变得更有钱，那些穷人却什么都得不到。
It's happening today.
今天也是这样。
The society is corrupt.
这个社会已经腐败了。
Society favors the rich and the powerful.
这个社会喜爱有钱人和有权的人。
We'll talk more about social justice when we visit other minor prophets.
当我们读其他小先知书的时候，我们会来讲社会的公义。
Hosea says, suffering is coming to you.
何西亚会说那些苦难会临到你们。
First, there will be barrenness.
他说，首先你们会没有孩子。
There will be miscarriages. You will not be able to conceive.
你们无法生育，你们也无法怀胎。
You lose your babies.
你们会失去你们的孩子。
There will be bloodshed.
会有这个流血。
Loss of life.
会失去生命。
You'll be attacked from your enemies.
会被敌人攻击。
Finally, banishment from your land.
你们会被从你们的家族这个家园里面流放出去。
They will be taken from the promised land.
你们会被迫离开这个应许之地。
People from the northern kingdom and southern kingdom didn't think that was possible.
当时北国的南国的人，他们都不认为这可能。
The prophets warned them; they did not heed their warnings.
先知告诉他们，他们不遵从先知的话。
But if you read Hosea,
但是如果你读了何西亚书。
You know, the major theme throughout the book is not just the accusations and the punishment.
你知道他们的主题并不是只是指责和惩罚。
His focus is that despite all this, God is faithful.
他的专注在说，虽然这些发生了，神仍然对他的子民是信实的。
And here's the good news.
现在这里是一个好的消息。
There's accusation, there's consequence.
有这里有讲到指责，有讲到他们的结果。
But there's compassion from God.
但也讲到了神对他们的爱。
That is the real message of Hosea.
这是何西亚书里面真正的信息。
The real heart of God.
这是神的真心。
And when we read this in Hosea chapter 11,
在何西亚书第十一章
you're gonna be moved.
你会被感动。
It's very emotional.
这是非常有感情的。
God's love for his people is great.
神对他子民的爱是这么的大。
And let's read this from chapter 11.
我们可以从第十一章开始读。
When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son.
以色列年幼的时候，我爱他，就从埃及招出我的儿子来。
But the more they were called, the more they went away from me. They sacrificed to Baals, they burned their incense to images.
先知越发招呼他们，他们越发走开，向朱巴利献祭，给雕刻的偶像烧香。
Verse 3, God says, It was I who taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by the arms, but they did not realize it was I who healed them.
我原教导以法莲行走，用膀臂抱着他们，他们却不知道是我医治他们。
Look at this image. God is like the parent holding his child.
看看这个图像，神把自己比成一个父母，他们抱着他们的孩子。
Parents among you, you have children.
我想你们都做过父母，你们有小孩。
Did you pick them up? Did you take them by the arms?
有没有抱过他们，把他们抱起来？
Verse 4, I led them with cords of human kindness, with ties of love. To them, I was like one who lifts a little child to the cheek, and I bend down to feed them.
我就像一个父母一样，弯下腰去，把他们抱起来，把他们抱在怀中。
See this image? Like a little child, you bend down to feed them, you pick them up to kiss them on their cheeks.
这像一个父母把孩子抱起来过后，你亲他的脸颊。
What a wonderful image.
这是多么美好的一个图像。
That's God's love.
这是神的爱。
I asked in verse 5, would they not return to Egypt and would not Assyria rule over them because they refused to repent?
第五节大家可以继续的在圣经上读到，他说他们不想转回埃及，因为他们拒绝他们的这个悔改。
So God says,They disobey me. Are they going to go back to Egypt? Are they going to be taken over by Assyrians?
因为他们不悔改，他们会被埃及抓去吗？还是会被叙利亚人抓去？
And we skip over to verse 8. God answers himself. He says, My heart is changed within me. All my compassion is aroused.
在第八节，神说，我回心转意，我的怜爱大大发动，我必不发猛烈的怒气。再也。
I will not carry out my fierce anger, nor will I devastate Ephraim again. For I am God and not a man, the Holy One among you. I will not come against their cities.
也不再毁灭以法莲，因我是神，并非世人，是你们中间的圣者。我必不在怒中临到你们。
See, God says, I am God, I am not a man.
神说我是神，我不是人。
I will hold on my anger. I will give you my compassion.
我会止住我的怒气，我会给你们爱。
And here's the final appeal.
这是神最后的话语。
In chapter 14, God says, Return, Israel, to your Lord, your God. Your sins have been your downfall. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, Forgive our sins and receive us graciously, that we may offer the fruit of our lips.
十四章说到，以色列啊，你要归向耶和华你的神。你是因自己的罪孽跌倒了，当归向耶和华，用言语祷告他说：“求你除尽罪孽，悦纳善行。”这样，我们就把嘴唇的祭代替牛犊献上。
You see how this is different than chapter six?
看到这和第六章非常的不一样。
In chapter six, the people say God will take care of us.
在第六章，他们说。神会照顾我们。
We'll do whatever we want. God always comes back to us.
不管我们做什么，神总是会转回来的。
We don't need to change our ways.
我们并不需要改变。
In chapter 14, God says, you need to ask for forgiveness.
但是在第十四章，神说你需要改变，你需要回转。
Turn away from sin.
从你的罪孽离开。
And this is what Paul says in 2 Timothy.If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself.
这是保罗在提摩太后书讲到，我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同作王。我们若不认他，他也必不认我们。我们纵然失信，他仍是可信的，因为他不能背乎自己。
And that's what God is looking for.
这是神所要的。
For his people to come back and repent.
要他的人，属他的人转向他，悔改认罪。
Plenty of people cry to God when they're in trouble.
当我们在这个困难中的时候，我们常常呼求神。
But don't ask God to take away the cause of the trouble, which is our sin.
但是我们却从来没有要求神除去我们的罪。
God says, change your heart.
神说你们要改变自己的心。
He's not impressed with your superficial, hypocritical show.
他并不是只需要我们一个很肤浅的、非常表面的一个悔改。
And now we come back to probably the main verse in Hosea.
我们现在来看这个何西亚书里面最重要的一个经节。
God says, "For I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and acknowledgment of God, rather than burnt offerings."
神说我喜爱善良不喜爱祭事喜爱认识神胜于燔祭
So now we have summarized Hosea's sermons
我们现在把何西亚的这个讲道把它总结了一下
Now we can go back to look at Hosea's sermon illustration
我们可以再回去来看看何西亚他的讲道的这个一个示范
See good preachers always have sermon illustrations
好的这个讲这个传道人总是会讲一些比喻来支持他的讲道。
And that's a story in chapters 1 through 3.
这就是何西亚书第一到三章所记载的故事。
How can we see God's love?
我们怎么看得见神的爱?
God gave Hosea an impossible assignment to illustrate this love.
神给何西亚一个非常困难的一个事情让他来解释他的信息。
If the Israelites didn't understand the sermon,
如果以色列人他们不懂得何西亚所讲的道
maybe they will understand the sermon illustration.
他们可能可以从何西亚所做的事上明白他的信息。
In this case, the illustration is the marriage of Hosea with his wife Gomer.
神要他做的就是让何西亚去和他的妻子歌篾结婚。
God says Hosea married this woman.
神对何西亚说和这个女人结婚
It's his entire life, his whole life began a sermon illustration
用他的生活生命来做一个这个信息的解释
Through this marriage, we see that God is someone who pursues those he loves
从这个他们的爱情故事里面我们看到说神是那一个坚守他自己的爱的
He never abandons this pursuit, he never gives up
他不离弃这个这一个妻子。
Nobody is too far away from God that he can't get to them.
没有一个人他神不能够爱。
God illustrated his love through the prophet, and he must marry this unfaithful person, Gomer.
神用这个先知和这个不忠诚的妻子歌篾的爱来描述他自己的爱。
Various commentators have tried to speculate what happened.
很多解经家 在想说这个到底是一件发生了一件什么样的事。
But the simple facts were Hosea married a prostitute.
但是圣经上的这个记载非常的简单，就是何西亚和这个哥灭结婚了。
They had three children.
他们有三个孩子。
At least one of them was not his.
至少有一个孩子不是何西亚的。
Gomer went back to the streets.
这个哥灭结婚后又跑出去了。
But Hosea had to find her and bring her home.
何西亚必须出去寻找她，而且把她带回家。
And put her through a period of discipline.
然后对她有一些的处罚。
And courted her and started their marriage all over again.
然后又跟她求爱，又重新开始他们的婚姻。
Marriage is a metaphor between of the relationship between God and His people.
这个婚姻就是神对和他子民关系的一个表述。
In the New Testament, we see this metaphor again.
在这个新约里面，我们也看到了神用婚姻来比喻他和子民的关系。
Jesus is the groom; the church is His bride.
说到耶稣是新郎，教会是他的新娘。
Today, that image may have lost some of its significance.
今天这个图像可能会失去了一些它的意义。
Back then, the concept of marriage is not as simple as we have today.
在当时，这个婚约比现在的更为这个重要。
Hosea couldn't just go to downtown Las Vegas and have Elvis marry them.
那这个何西亚并不能像今天一样可以去拉斯维加斯的这个城里面。叫这个猫王给他主持一个婚礼。
Marriage was a true commitment, very serious.
在当时，这个婚约是一个非常真实的约，是一个这个人生的一个重大的尾声。
So Hosea got married.
何西亚他结婚了。
And he had three children with these awful names.
他神要他给他的孩子起三个非常可怕的名字。
The first kid, his name is Jezreel.
第一个孩子的名字叫做耶斯列
，which means God sows，
表示神他播种。
This name probably doesn't mean much to you。
这个大概对你来说不太有什么意义。
But the people who heard the sermon know exactly what it means。
但当时的人知道这个字是什么意思。
Jezreel was a city。
耶斯列是一个城市。
About 70 years before the time of Hosea。
是在何西亚的这个时间的七十年之前
，God called a general named Jehu to remove a king.
当时神呼召了一个将军叫做耶户，让他来除掉一个王。
Jehu did his job and he removed King Ahab and his family.
耶户这样做了，他除掉了这个当时的亚哈王和他的家族。
Jehu was out of control.
但是这个耶户他自己失去控制了。
He was bloodthirsty and power hungry.
他非常的这个想除血，也想得到更多的权力。
There was a massacre.
他做了一个大屠杀。
See, God made Jehu the king, but he disobeyed.
神让这个耶户作为一个王，但是耶户却并不是顺服神。
In other words, the first kid Jezreel had no discipline.
所以这个。耶斯列这个名字说这里没有一个好的自律。
The second child was a girl, and her name is Lo Ruhamah.
第二个孩子是一个女儿，神叫她起名罗路哈玛。
It means no pity, no love, no mercy.
这里讲的是这个字的意思是没有这个怜悯，没有爱。
See, that's how you would name your kid, no mercy.
你可能不想叫你的孩子的名字叫做没有怜悯。
God says, if you keep going your way, I will not show you any more mercy.
神说，如果你们不悔改，我就对你们没有怜悯了。
And the third kid is Lo Ami.
第三个孩子的名字叫做罗阿米。
Not my people.
不是我的子民。
A great name.
这个好像是一个很好的名字。
I'll have a kid. I'll name him Lo Ami.
如果有一个小孩，我可能给他起名叫罗阿米。
God says, if you continue to rebel and if you don't want to be part of my family, you can go.
神说，如果你不想成为我的这个不想顺服我成为我的子民，你可以离开。
So even the three names of the children had their purposes.
这三个孩子的名字都有它的意义。
They illustrate Israel's spiritual condition.
他在表述说这些以色列人他们当时的这个灵命情况。
They were given a kingdom, but they disobeyed.
神给了他们这个一个国，但是他们却不顺服神。
God says you will lose your blessing, and eventually you will be banished.
神说你这样做，你一定会失去你的祝福，而且一定会被流放。
But initially, Gomer does not listen to the warning.
开始的时候，这个哥灭并不想听。
Hosea chapter 1 is about the children. Chapter 2 is about Gomer.
何西亚书第一章是在讲孩子，第二章就是讲他的妻子哥灭。
Gomer went back to the streets, and she was looking for love in all the wrong places.
哥灭离开家到街上去寻找爱，但是都在错误的地方寻找。
She was looking for other men for support, even though she was still married to Hosea.
虽然她有丈夫，但是她到其他男人那里去寻找支持。
That takes us to chapter 3, which is about Hosea.
到了第三章就主要在讲何西亚。
Chapter 3 is a theological look at the love of God.
第三章是在讲神的爱的神学。
God told Hosea, go find Gomer, get her back.
神对何西亚说，去找哥灭，把她带回来。
Hosea provided for her needs, but he gets no credit for it.
何西亚对给了哥灭所有所需要的，但是却没有任何的回报。
Gomer was living in pain.
哥灭他是生活在一个痛苦中。
Because she was sold into slavery.
因为他被卖成为奴隶。
Hosea had to pay her to get her back.
何西亚必须付他的赎价才能把他带回来。
Hundreds of years later, God paid the ultimate price for our sin.
几百年后，神付了我们的赎价。
With His Son Jesus Christ.
以他儿子耶稣基督的生命。
Jesus Christ redeemed all of us sinners with the payment of His blood.
耶稣用他自己的宝血为我们所有人的罪付了赎价。
But even after Hosea brought Gomer back.
虽然这个何西亚把他的妻子哥灭带回来了。
We noticed there was a time of discipline.
我们知道有一段处罚的时间。
The Bible says he did not treat her as his wife.
我们知道圣经记载说他并没有马上把哥灭作为他的妻子。
He didn't share the bed with her.
他没有跟他同床。
So we know there will be a period of discipline.
我们知道有一段这个处罚的时间。
The Israelites will be in exile.
这个以色列他们也经历了他们的这个被掳。
But eventually, God will restore them.
最后，神还是把他们重新召回。
The penalty for our sins already paid for.
我们的罪的这个刑罚已经被付了。
But we have to accept and we have to repent.
我们必须来接受这个救赎，我们必须悔改。
And this is the kind of love that God demonstrates to His people.
这就是神向他的子民所展现的爱。
It's called chesed.
叫做 chesed。
We learned this word before.
我们学过这个字。
Anybody remember?
有人记得吗?
It's the word that unlocks the whole prophecy.
这个字就是所有这个先知书里面的一个重点。
It's a covenant word.
是一个约的字。
You only use this word when you have someone that you love and you have a covenant relationship.
这个字只用在一个你跟你所爱的人中间有约的时候。
The most common covenant relationship we have today is marriage.
今天我们最重要的约就是在婚姻里面。
It means love, also means loyalty.
这个字代表爱，也代表忠诚。
The love is so committed that you go and find them and love them despite everything.
这个爱必须是 全新的尾声，无论发生任何的事，你都要爱。
Throughout all of Hosea, we see this in God's heart.
在何西亚书里面，我们就看到这就是神的心意。
God wants to bring us back.
神要我们回转。
Have you ever felt that when you wander off into sin?
你有没有想过，当你在这个去犯罪的时候
，and realize this is a bad idea, I shouldn't do this.
会想到说好像这样做是不对的，我不应该这样做。
I want to return to God's way.
我想回到神的这个旨意中。
That's God trying to get you back.
这就是神在想挽回你。
It's the Holy Spirit tapping on your shoulder and say, stop it.
这就是圣灵在拍你的肩说不要。
Stop doing this, come back.
不要犯罪，回转吧。
And we read the same thing in chapter 2, and these loving words God says about Gomer. Therefore, I'm going to allure her. I will lead her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her. I will give her back her vineyard. I will make the valley of Achor a door of hope. There she will respond in the day, as in the days of her youth, as in the day when she came out of Egypt.
二章说，后来我必劝导他，领他到旷野，对他说安慰的话。他从那里出来，我必赐他葡萄园，又赐他雅各谷做指望的门。他必在那里应声，与年幼的日子一样，与从埃及地上来的时候相同。
God can be fiercely angry with his people for their sin.
神会对他的子民所犯的罪非常的愤怒。
But committed to them with this love, this chesed love.
但是对他们的爱仍然是完全的。
Merciful, steadfast, never giving up.
神的怜悯，神的这个持守的爱，从不这个放弃的爱。
You know what that means if you have children.
如果你有孩子，你可能知道他的意思。
Sometimes we are angry with our children.
有些时候我们对孩子很生气。
But we have an undying love for them.
但是我们对他们却有永不窒息的爱。
God wants to come back and agree with them that we are sinners.
神要他们回转，要他们认罪。
Look what it says in 1 John. If we confess our sins, he is merciful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书讲到，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So finally, what's the application of this?
所以最后这些话对我们有什么用处？
How can we apply the book of Hosea?
我们怎么把何西亚书用在我们的生活中？
We see today what Hosea sees.
我们今天看到何西亚所看到的。
In our own society,
在我们自己的这个生活中，
the inhumanity, the social injustice,
我们看到不人道的，社会不公义的，
the violation of human rights,
对人权不尊重的，
the widening gap between the rich and the poor,
贫富之间很大的鸿沟。
But before we look outside and say to the world, you better change your ways,
在我们指责这个世界说他们要改变的时候，
we must first look inward.
我们先要看我们自己，
look at ourselves,
看看我们自己，
look at our church body,
看看我们的教会。
It's easy for us to point out to the world and say, you are such wicked people.
非常容易的对别人说，对这个社会说，你们是非常的邪恶。
But judgment begins in the house of God.
但是神说，这个审判是从自己的家开始的。
If we can set things right on the inside, how can we set things right on the outside?
如果我们里面都不能这个正确的话，怎么能够要外面的改变？
Before we try to tell the world what to do, we have to get our own house in order.
在我们告诉这个世界当怎样做的时候，我们首先在里面应该做出神的心意。
Then we can say to the world, God condemns you for your inhumanity.
然后我们才能跟这个世界说，神一定会审判你们的这个罪。
God will condemn you for your insensitivity to human beings created in his image.
我们才能对世界说，神一定审判你们作为神的形象的人却没有活出来。
If we examine our own hearts, our own behaviors,
我们有没有自己省察自己的心思意念？
There are consequences.
是有这个结果的。
But Hosea also reassured us, if we repent, God will not leave us.
何西亚说，如果我们愿意悔改，神也不会离开我们。
He will not abandon us, he wants us back.
他希望我们回转，他并不想离弃我们。
There are people who cries out, Jesus, Jesus.
有很多人叫主啊，主啊。
They're falling into sin, they realize their sin, but they take God for granted.
他们在罪里面，他们也知道在罪里面，但是他们却认为神是应该来救他们的。
God will forgive me. Everything is all right. I'll just keep doing what I'm doing.
他们说神会原谅我，神会照顾我，我只要继续过我自己想过的。
Maybe once in a while I'll interrupt my behavior.
可能有些时候我们会停下来。
Maybe I'll sacrifice a bull.
可能我们会来献一个祭。
Maybe I'll come to Sunday service.
可能会礼拜天到教会来做一下。
Hosea is a reminder of God's judgment. It is not okay.
何西亚书是提醒我们神的审判，不是人可以照自己的方式活。
There will be consequences.
这是会有结果的。
There are also people who have fallen into the depth of sin.
有很多人他们在罪，跌在罪中。
They realize this sin and they look at themselves.
他们知道有罪，他们也看省察自己。
And they say, there's no way God will take me back.
他们会说，可能神不会再要我了。
No way God will forgive me and take me back.
神不可能会原谅我，让我再回转。
Hosea is a reminder of God's love.
何西亚书提醒我们神的爱。
There is a way.
就是有方法。
God will redeem us.
神会救赎我们。
God already found a way.
神已经给我们开了一条路。
And that is through His Son Jesus Christ.
通过他的儿子耶稣基督。
Jesus has died for us, so there is a way.
耶稣因我们的罪而死，这就是道路。
There's a room for you and me if you repent.
当我们悔改的时候，神会接纳我们。
Are there other loves in your life?
在你的生活中有其他的爱吗？
Are there other things that give you attention, draw your attention?
在你生活中有其他的事情让你很关注吗？
Would you lay those things down today and surrender to Jesus?
今天愿意把这些东西放下，然后顺服神吗？
The covenant that God gave to Israelites has been extended to us.
神给以色列的约也能运用在我们身上。
We have a new covenant.
我们跟神有新约。
Through Jesus Christ.
通过耶稣基督。
Hosea illustrates from his own life what kind of love God has promised you.
何西亚用他的生活来说明了神对我们的爱是什么样的爱。
And if you go to the very end of chapter 14,
如果你去读最后一章第十四章，
Hosea says, Who is wise? Let them realize these things. Who is discerning? Let them understand.
何西亚说，谁是聪明的，就让他们明白这些，智慧人可以明白这些事，谁是通达人可以知道这一切。
So the book of Hosea ultimately challenges us to ask ourselves.
这个何西亚书是在挑战我们。
Are we wise?
我们是智慧人吗？
Are we discerning?
我们是通达人吗？
Do we understand?
我们明白吗？
God's love is great.
神的爱是大的。
But how will we respond?
我们应当怎样回应？
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that we have this.Chance to worship you either here in our church or online. We ask that you bless brothers and sisters and friends who are here. Help us all understand your love, how great it is, how great is thy love. And help us understand no matter where we are, you will always find us. You want us back, but we have to make the choice to repent and turn back to you. And that is your promise. We thank you. We ask for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.